All right, so Mr. Robertson, if you can introduce the next item.
Okay, actually, I think we're going to go to public forum right now.
Yes.
Start the meeting.
So I have one speaker card for public forum. So we'll ask Ken Ho to come to the podium, please. Thank you. And Tammy, 3 minutes.
Thank you very much. My name is Ken Huff, and I'm staff for the Santa Barbara County Action Network. We, for 15 years, have been working to protect agricultural resources and the environment and support economic and social justice and create sustainable communities. Toward that end, we've become increasingly interested in the quality and the quantity of the water in the Santa Maria Valley groundwater basin, which serves 200,000 people, as you probably know. There's a lot of interest and action regarding ag impacts on the groundwater, but to us, it's seemingly less interest or and less information and action regarding potential impacts of the oil industry. We know there are thousands of active and idle and abandoned wells that penetrate our groundwater basin. And every year, there's a report produced for the Twitchell Management Authority. We refer to it as the Scalmanini Report, that assesses the status of the aquifer. And so after 2 years of commenting to the authority when this report came out that we were concerned about this, we finally got a paragraph in the last report, and they came to your staff to get some information. It says that it should be noted that the groundwater contamination also derives from historical and recent use of organic chemicals, particularly petroleum products and their components, product additives, and diluents, primarily as oil drilling sites, commercial underground fuel storage, and oil refineries. And they note that there's as many as 60 active investigations of possible or confirmed contamination being conducted under requirements of your board. Importantly, the reviews of the site summaries indicates confirmed groundwater contamination is typically localized. So I underline the word typically because we're worried about the atypical situation. Maybe there are none, or maybe there are some. Typically localized near the source and limited in extent, both aerially and with depth. We'd like to ask that in the near future you have an agenda item to provide information to your board and to the public about these matters. We would ask your board to ask your staff whether it's a good idea to continue drilling oil wells and wastewater wells through this aquifer. There are 750 wells currently proposed for Cap Canyon, and these would be high pressure steam, and they're all going to pump go through our groundwater basin. And concrete cracks, steel does corrode. So is it a good idea? Perhaps your board should weigh in to the County of Santa Barbara on that matter. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for your comment.